This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And we're back with Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach. A very welcome note is that the Erie County Pistol Permit Office is now open. Okay, Erie County Pistol Permit Office now open. As you know, the permits are state permits, but they're issued by the counties. And they're issued under different circumstances. For instance, when I got mine, I've had permits in any state that I needed to in my whole career. I've always had a pistol permit. But some are for only going to the range and target shooting. That's basically it. And you can keep it at home. Others are carry permits. They're concealed carry. When I got my permit, Niagara County would issue you a carry permit, Erie County not. Erie County is more restrictive. Later you can apply for a carry permit. But anybody who is thinking about it, now is the time to do it. First of all, go to the, say you're in Erie County, go to the Erie County office and tell them you like the forms for a permit. Is that... You can get them online. Okay, so you can get these online. Check it out, the pistol permits online. After you're issued and okay, now you have a permit. If you don't have a relative or somebody that has a gun, any gun you buy will be on your permit. And if you're shooting it, you'll be fine. Don't let other people shoot your gun on your permit unless they have a permit and the gun's on theirs too. And when last I looked, husband and wife can put them on both. If both have permits, both have all the guns listed. That's very beneficial in case of the husband or wife dies, the guns are still in the purview of the estate. Okay. All right, I got that. Thank you very much. Then once you get the gun... I would suggest you start shooting it at a range. Range shooting isn't a lot of fun for me, but I do shoot at the range. You go to the range, you get good with a gun. How do you get good with a gun? Practice, practice, practice. All right, you get proper hearing protection, certainly, proper goggles or glasses. And once you got that, you're ready to go to the range. So you got your permit. You have either the use of a gun or you bought a gun, and now you're there to practice, practice, practice until that gun feels like it's part of the extension of your hand. All right? When you can go other places, which are much more fun to shoot than ranges, just make sure of a couple of things. Make sure you know what's in back of your target. because bullets travel a long distance, okay? Make sure it's back of your, know what's in back of your target. Clean up after yourself. If you left shells on the ground, pick them up and take them with you. Don't just trash anything. And then when you get proficient with it and you want to carry and you're legal to carry, use good common sense. The reason I went through all those steps is I bet a lot of you in the last few days have been thinking about guns. And you're thinking, look where the mob is going. Why, I used to shop at that store. I parked in that area right there. And then you see the mob moving here, there, and everywhere. Not unlike the riots in L.A., where they were going not only for merchants, they were going house to house. But the merchants, the Korean merchants specifically, were on the roofs of their buildings, of their businesses, to protect their own interests. And they had rifles. And the mob did not try to penetrate that. So I'm betting, just guessing now, that in the last few days, many of you thought about, you know what, if they came banging down my door, or they started to torch my roof, or started to assault my wife, or anything like that, because they have no care, it's a woman. Look, they beat one woman with a 2x4 who was trying to settle them down. How about the woman in Buffalo that was 29 years old? She still is 29, as best I know. She pulled out onto the street by accident. She was on a side road. They pulled her out of the car and beat the hell out of her, and she's in the hospital. So you're thinking, it would be nice if I had some legal protection for me, whether I'm at home or in the car. And seeing that a pistol seems to be the best idea, get good with it. Get comfortable with it. Be very comfortable. Make sure you store it in a proper place. Use the proper ammunition. If you have avail anybody that can give you some expert advice, listen to them. And then if you want to, you can carry. I don't know about you. I don't think I would make a good hostage. I don't think I would make a good person to try and bitch slap. It wouldn't work for you. I'm just telling you right now, it would not work for you. And that's that. So get that permit, get that gun, practice, 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 be rational, be reasonable, and it's very serious. It's anytime that gun is in your possession, no time to goof around about it. And don't drink anywhere near it, okay? Do you think I gave good advice, Tony?
I think you gave excellent advice, Sandy.
That's from years and years of shooting pistols, mainly pistols. I've shot everything, but mainly
responsible
pistols.
Responsible shooting.
Yeah, you got to be really responsible. And here's the key. After all of what I just said, shooting as a sport is fun. It is fun. Shoot some sporting clays or just regular shooting, everything, target shooting. But as I said, the biggest thing people forget is what's behind the target. Always know that. Or don't shoot. Let's take a break, and then we'll return to the calls on News Radio 930. This is WBEN. One thing I didn't mention, but is part of the process, is you'll have to take a class before you can get your pistol permit. You must be have a receipt that you have taken a class. And if you know somebody like Jim Carr, I think Jim Carr is excellent. He's a very serious shooter and teaches some of those classes. And you can generally get the information of where the classes are and what time at the gun store wherever you do business. They'll list it, but it's important. You have to take the class, and it's informative. And even if you've been a shooter and you've let your permit lapse or something, and you don't have the permit anymore, maybe you moved and whatever, you brush up on some fundamentals that you may have forgotten about. Okay, let's go to line one, and that would be my friend Don. Line one, Don, you're on WBEN.
Good morning, Sandy, and good morning, Tony. How are you guys today?
How are you, you little Pennsylvanian you? Yes, how are things going down in the Philly area?
Not too bad. I can't complain. Getting warm here, but we'll survive.
Well, that's good. What's on your mind today?
All right. Before I answer some of your questions, a gentleman called a little while ago about the Convention of States.
Yes, he was talking about that. That's Kevin from Pendleton.
Right, Kevin, yeah, on Article 5. It takes two-thirds of both the houses to deem it necessary, or two-thirds of the legislators of the states, which would be like 35. He was right about that. However, in order for it to totally pass after they had some kind of a convention on it, it would take the legislatures of three-quarters of the states to approve it, which is then a total of 38 would have to pass it.
All right. I hadn't paid much attention to that until he mentioned it, but it sounds interesting because we certainly are in some kind of need of reform. I think the political system right now is a mess. And the worst example of it, I think, as best I know, I mean, each state is different, and some people are probably very happy with their governance. But this is the worst, New York. And I think because New York is large, I think they can... notice I say they. I don't even say we. I've been living in New York, coming back here for 23 years, and I still don't think of me as us. I think of the state as they. They need reform, and they need it in a hurry.
Right. Well, you're being very kind when you use the word mess.
Yeah. I mean, half of Cuomo's buddies and office holders are behind bars. And it's probably not half. I'm just exaggerating, of course. And you got de Blasio, the mayor, and Cuomo, the governor, who hate each other, don't like each other at all, and that's quite apparent. And they both hate the president. That's the only thing that binds them. They hate Trump.
I find it interesting that de Blasio, who, for all intents and purposes, I guess is in charge of the police in New York. I'm not saying that's his job, but he does have the final say on that.
He has the jurisdiction, yes.
Jurisdiction. And his own daughter was arrested for... the other day as part of the protesting.
Now, I'm not one to say that you should judge a person by the way they look, okay? Because I don't look great. And, you know, you walk down the street, you look at me, and you go, oh, he doesn't look great at all, okay? Having said that, have you seen the picture of de Blasio's daughter online?
I can't say that I have, no.
Well, do it. However, if you're easily frightened, I suggest that maybe you don't do it. It'll scare the hell out of you. And you wonder, as she was arrested, you got to wonder, she has the look of a crazy woman, and she's his daughter, and where do you think she got her politics? Most kids would differ from their parents. However, she has parents that probably are right in line with the way she thinks, or she's in line with the way they think. I know they're individuals, and I know they have individual minds, but just on first glance, she looks like she would scare the hell out of you.
Well, I'll make sure that I don't look up her photo then.
You'll flee into the kitchen. You will hide in the pantry once you see this picture.
In other words, I won't be posting her picture on the wall to get excited.
No, you will not carry her picture with you on an overnight camperee. Let's put it that way. And so what else is on your mind today?
Well, your questions. As far as the phase two.
Phase two, that's us. That's not you. Are you in phases two as well?
No.
You're not? They don't use them there?
Friday. Well, yeah, they are, but we're still in what they call the red phase, which is the one that you can't do anything.
Oh, you're still in that? We're in two starting yesterday.
Well, we'll be in R2 starting this Friday, so we're a little behind you, but we're following suit. And I don't go next to nowhere anyway, so I can't see that changing on Friday.
Okay, you and I are the same then. Well, what about, let's see, do curfews work? And if they don't, what will?
You know, every time you watch on television, These people aren't going home when it's curfew time. I don't care whether it's 6 o'clock in the afternoon or 11 o'clock at night. They're still out there after those hours.
Now, but it gives the cops, by putting the curfew out there, it gives the cops something else if somebody else is misbehaving and doing something. It gives them a little added something to get them into custody. We have, I don't know if you have, but we have the catastrophic reform bill, which means there's only a handful of crimes that somebody's been arrested for that would require bail. The rest of them, all the rest of them, you come in, they give you an appearance ticket, they say toodaloo, and we'll see you in a couple of months. My guess is let's do some follow-up and find out the dates they're supposed to come back and hear their case. They're not going to show up. They're going to be gone. They're going to meld into the woodwork.
Absolutely. I agree with that. Well, okay. Well, thanks for letting me know about that.
Yeah, that's New York. I don't know about Pennsylvania. Should the guard be brought in New York? Last night was a little bit better, but it wasn't perfect. There's still some looting. It's pretty bad when Saks has to put plywood on the windows and razor wire on the top of the plywood, so that if you reach to the top of the plywood, first of all, it's very high, but if you reach to try and pull it off, because that's what they've been doing, it's razor wire. That's what they use in prisons.
Yep.
You're going to be one sorry and sick person if you do that.
Yeah, I wouldn't fool around with that stuff, that's for sure. I think the guard should be used. In fact, when President Trump said that he was going to get the regular troops, I guess, and I don't know.
Yeah, the regular military, sure.
And going to use them. It's strange that he would say that. And the next night, which was last night, nothing really of significance happened. I mean, maybe just by saying he was going to do that, it scared some of these people into behaving a little better.
Yeah, you know, the National Guard is fine, and they can do a good job, and they're our neighbors and friends. The military is something totally different. They're super fine. And look, our military beat the Nazis. It beat the Japanese. It doesn't lose very often, and I would not want to mess with them. Thank you, Don. Thank you. Always good to talk to you, my friend. All right, let's go to Buzzy. Mr. Beamer, a couple of your Facebook posts, please.
Oh, yes, Sandy. Talking about Phase 2, and we'll go with Bob. Bob says, yeah, you know, nothing really has changed for me. We've decided to stay in Florida a little longer because of the uncertainty surrounding Western New York.
I think that's very smart. We have a lot of people here that go to Florida for the winter, and then they come back. I hate to tell you, it's June 3rd, and he's trying to decide whether to come back now. Yeah, pretty soon it'll be time to go back to Florida. So good luck, get a calendar, and hope it's more hospitable when you come back. Another one, please.
Yeah, Mike, who's also a top fan, who says, you know what? I've been doing the same thing every day for the last 3 months, but yesterday I finally started getting back into somewhat of a routine, going to the grocery store, yes, with my mask on, but shopping the full shop, going myself, not sending someone else. And tomorrow, I look forward to going and buying my first retail item in over 3 months.
Wow, that's great. You can see light at the end of the tunnel. And so we're asking you, has your life changed since we got into Phase 2? You know, it's interesting. As I said, I've been indoors basically for 12 weeks. Tomorrow, at the end of tomorrow's show, that means 12 weeks we've been out. And you almost feel guilty when you go out. You look around, am I allowed to do this or that? And yeah, put the mask on when you need it. I haven't needed it so far. It's all been, in 12 weeks, I've been out like 3 or 4 times. Always stay in the car. All right, we'll be back with more on News Radio 930 WBEN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
And we are back with the Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach along with Tony Caligiuri and Joseph Beamer, the 16th. Okay, let's go to line two, and that would be Jerry. Jerry, you're on WBEN.
Good morning, sir.
Hello, Jerry. Thanks for holding. What's on your mind today?
I'd like to say good morning to you and your three amigos.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Love your show.
Thank you.
Just a few short comments, Sandy. And after 77 years, I'm taking a trip, the wife and I, and headed south, headed to New York State, gave it our all, served in the military up here in the Guard for 25 years, and like anything else, this end of the state got the short end of the stick. But them days are over. I feel sorry for the young men and women who belong. But life is life, and I think we deserve a little bit better at our age. So,
well, surely. Are you taking a vacation, or are you actually leaving?
Oh, no. No, it's going to be permanent. The family's down there, the grandkids. Been stuck up here since St. Patrick's Day that didn't get a chance to celebrate, but we're just headed there.
Well, first of all, let me say how sorry I am to hear that we're losing you, both as a person and as a listener, but I'm happy for you because I think anybody who's spent a lot of time here and not worked at other places, I've spent a lot of time here, but I've also worked at a lot of other places, you're going to feel relieved. It's hallelujah. You're in a free state. What state are you going to?
Florida, sir.
Oh, well, you'll be in good company. Say hi to Tom Golisano and Rush Limbaugh and everybody else who's escaped New York and gone to Florida. Hate to see you go, but, you know, a lot of people would go if they didn't have reasons to stay, like family mainly, I'm thinking.
Yeah.
If their family was somewhere else, they'd go like you are. I think you're going to enjoy it. I'm glad you made the decision. It's not an easy one to make, but when you're down there, say hi to everybody that's from here, Jerry.
I will.
Okay, best of luck to you and your wife. Wish you a very pleasant time away from New York.
Sandy, I have something for us. This is what I think is pretty important. One of my friends posted this, and this is from City of Niagara Falls. Do not attend June 5th protest march in Niagara Falls, according to gathered intelligence by regional and local law enforcement. Local and outside agitators and nationalists have planned to incite violence and cause vandalism during the Friday, June 5th protest demonstrations in the city of Niagara Falls.
That's the day after tomorrow, so that's right around the corner. Let me say goodbye to a proper goodbye to Jerry. Thank you for calling, Jerry. We wish you all the best down in Florida, and give our best to the expatriates who are there. So give me that again, Tony. We're expecting on Friday some trouble in Niagara Falls from people who are coming here specifically for that reason.
Yeah, this is from the Niagara Falls Human Rights Commission. According to gathered intelligence by regional and local law enforcement, local and outside agitators and nationalists have planned to incite violence and cause vandalism during the Friday, June 5th protest.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. Now, make no mistake, it's not about, it's certainly not about George Floyd. George Floyd seems to be the forgotten man. That's the spark that started all this. And then when the agitators saw, hey, there's people in the streets, they were peaceful people, let's join them and agitate them and get them to cause a lot of damage. And that's why we have what we have now. And we have inept leadership. We have clowns to the left of me, clowns to the right, and that's it. We got, who do we have? We got the governor. Yeah, we got the mayor of New York City. We've got a lot and lots of people with a lot of influence. We got Chuck Schumer in here. Why is it every fool that's on national television comes from New York? But on the better news, Tony, why don't you tell us about the Fair Food Expo?
Yeah, Joe and I were talking about this earlier. In fact, Jeannie and I were planning on doing this. This is from Channel 4's website. Let's see. There's going to be a drive-through fair sort of deal if you're missing fair food at the Great Pumpkin Farm. And it's going to be June 5th through the 21st, rain or shine, and they're going to have, just basically what it is, fair foods. You're going to pull up, you're going to pay one price or whatever, and then you go to the various, tents or whatnot and get your delicious fair food.
And fair food we like. I mean, fair food, fried dough. Fried dough, you can get it outside of the fair, but it's very rare.
Fried dough, blooming onions. Oh my God, I can go on and on and on about different things that I like there.
And plus, it'll, of course, the fair is shut down. It's not going to run this year, and I'm sorry to hear that. It's one of the really big deals that we have going on, and it's down for the count. By the way, the last trip that we had scheduled before the final one on this was to Alaska on the Viking, and that was going to be in August. That's been canceled by Viking. Still on board is the January trip to Australia and New Zealand. We haven't heard anything about that, so let's just hope that that one goes, because we're looking forward to reuniting with our friends who take the trips with us, including the incomparable Dan Neverth Sr. We want to stress that it's senior and not junior. Junior is a respectable person in the community. Senior, I'm not so sure about. Well, we'll take a break on News Radio 930. This is WBEN. I mentioned the only trip we have on the books now. The first trip was canceled, and that was going to Russia. And then the second trip just got canceled a week or so ago by Viking, and that was going to Alaska. The third trip is still on, and it's in January of next year, and it's Australia and New Zealand. And it's going to be January 20th to February 3rd. That's 2021. If you need more information or you want a brochure on it, because we haven't had a chance to really talk about it at all, the toll-free AAA number, and that's traveling with Danny Neverth and myself on Viking. That's 1-844-688-7477. So that's toll-free, 1-844-688-7477. And we're destined to go, and is still on as far as we know, January 20th to February 3rd of next year. So that would be fun. It'd be nice to get away, too. And if you've had two trips, Bernadette's had four trips canceled. She had two trips to Poland. Bernadette is Polish and speaks some Polish. She'll know what you're saying if you're talking about her. But she's had two trips canceled. So we've had, between us, we've had four trips canceled. So this one hopefully will be open. It's the next year. It's the beginning of next year. Let's go to Fred in New Mexico on line three. On line three, Fred from New Mexico. You're on WBEN.
Good morning, Sandy.
Hello, Fred. What's on Fred's agenda today?
Well, I'm going in another hour to go to lunch outdoors. It's not indoors, but the weather's a lot nicer here.
As long as the weather's nice, outdoor dining is fine. As a matter of fact, you don't even feel guilty eating things that are fattening when you're outdoors. It's kind of like it's free of calories.
That's right. I don't feel guilty.
Nor do I, obviously.
But that's what I'm up to at 11 o'clock.
So are you in, you're in New Mexico now, you're living there. Does New Mexico has this phase one, phase two, phase three, and phase four thing?
No.
You don't? Would you have any restrictions at all?
They didn't call them phases. They just said, told people, stay in, don't come out, everything's closed.
Wow. So, yeah, that's basically how we started. But then as the process gets a little bit better with distancing and social distancing and wearing the masks, and people took a little while to adjust to it, but now it seems like people are wearing the masks and are distancing, and our numbers are getting better.
Yeah. I haven't seen anyone without a mask.
And you're how much warmer are you than we are? Like, what's your temperature now?
High should be 93.
93? Wow. We had one 90-degree day last week, I think it was, and that was very enjoyable. Now we're heading up. We'll be 81 by Friday, so that's pretty good.
That's not bad.
So are you involved with the national talk about whether the guard should be called in or not? The difference between our mayor and our...
I think they should have. My opinion is you fight force with force. And if these guys want to get smart, we show them.
And if... Yeah, I don't think the kumbaya approach works with these people. You know how I know? Because people that it would be effective with aren't hitting women with lumber. We have videos in New York City of a woman trying to defend her store or whatever it was being hit with 2x4s.
Right.
2x4s. There's no respect at all for gender or anything else. And we had a woman here in Buffalo, 29 years old, pulled out of, this a couple days ago, pulled out of her car when she pulled out from a side street and beaten to a pulp, and she's in serious condition. Those kind of people aren't going to listen to anything. They don't have any interest in anything but taking down the government.
Well, I'm not saying that we treat them the same. I'm saying use more force. I'm saying if it takes it, if it takes guns, you blow them away.
Well, yeah, you sound like the Al Capone movie. They come with a knife, you bring a gun. Oh, man. Okay. Well, enjoy. Have a very nice lunch and enjoy your time in New Mexico today, Fred. Always good to talk to you.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. I love talking to Fred. Very laid back and quiet. Let's go to Tom in Cheektowaga. Tom, on line 4. Thank you for holding, Tom. You're on WBEN.
Thanks for taking my call. I grew up listening to you. I'm of your generation, you and Mr. Nevereth over there on your sister station.
Well, thank you very much. We appreciate it. What's on your mind today?
No problem. And, what's on my mind, I could go in many ways because I'm a retired police officer, and I could debate the hypocrisy of some of the people, what they're saying about painting them all with a broad brush and all that, but you have enough callers who do that. I just like to go back is how people kind of forget, and they look in their prisms, and they don't really remember as much as people like ourselves who have had the wisdom of time, you know, at school. But back in our generation, was music is how we got things across, not just a quick tweet or something violent. So you had to put some thought into it. I think of, like, all the good friends that I knew that I lost who went to Vietnam, and think of the music of that era, like, that was revolutionary, where they said, you know, I'm not the senator's son, and I don't recall there being white privilege in that with my friends who went off. And it just gets you a little bit irked when people want to use it. I'll parrot the commercial that you guys have, is the critics who are on everyone against the guys who are out there trying. We've built.
Well, you know, that I think if I were wearing the uniform and had a badge and wanted to do my job, I would be very upset at the intramural fighting between the governor and the, as far as New York City is concerned, between the governor and the mayor, thinking I'm the one that's on the front line getting spat at, getting things thrown at me, and they're doing a little intramural pillow fight. I think they got to get their act together. If they're in charge of the department, certainly de Blasio is, of the New York City Police, then do your job. And if you're Cuomo, give them the tools to do the job. Don't sit around just watching it on television like it's a reality show.
Right, and certainly, Sandy, you're correct. And when you paint with all one brush, I mean, police officers, they're retired military, they're men and women, they're fathers, they have children. They're not out. We weren't there to just create violence. And when there's bad in everything. There may even be a bad one or two guys in the media, for all we know.
Oh, gee, I can't believe that would happen, certainly. Well, you know, whenever surveys are taken, the group that gets the highest value, the highest ratings, are military. And it happens all the time. The lowest rated are the politicians. So we know that that's our last line of defense. So if we need to send the guard in, send the guard in. We don't want to lose it because we didn't want to fight it the appropriate way. And we seem more interested in not offending the rioters than we do in keeping the peace. And that offends me.
And it does. And I hate when somebody justifies and says, well, they went after Target because it supports law enforcement. You can't justify violence. And I think of a thing where they said the protests are mainly peaceful. That's like going back to an old line we used to use where she's a little pregnant. I mean, you're either violent or you're peaceful. You can't be a little bit of each. But
yep.
I think of all this with our country because you had that song on that was amazing about Arlington the other day.
And oh, that Arlington song, yes, it's tough.
Yeah. And I hope somebody goes back and reflects. There's a song that I think that fits, and we use an analogy between our country and our parents. When we were kids, our dads picked on us. I'm sure you too, Sandy. My hair was too long and my music too loud. But there was that song that came out a number of years back now in the 90s, Mike and the Mechanics, Living Years. And there was
absolutely. Yeah, and a lot of the music, I was on the air during Vietnam, a lot of the music was Andy Warr and some really good music at the time. I have to run right now because I got to touch base quickly with Buzzy. You have a clarification on something?
Yes, just got a call from Mickey Kearns, and he just wanted to pass on that pistol permits right now are by mail only. Erie.gov is where you'll get the form and then mail that info in, but he does expect satellite offices to open within a couple weeks.
Okay, good. Well, thanks. Thanks for the update. There we go. Give me that quickly, Bernadette. Give me this. If you're interested in that trip aboard the Viking Orion, January 20th through February 3rd, 2021, to Australia and New Zealand, call the AAA 1-844-688-7477. That about wraps it up for Beach and Company today. And thanks to all of you. We'll see you tomorrow morning at 9 on News Radio 930 WBEN.
The Sandy Beach WBEN studio rings out in support of those who rang the Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center victory bell today in celebration of a victory, large or small.
Elvis has left the building.
Oh, I wish we never had to leave the beach.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
What the hell do you know, you ignorant bastard?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.